Wives, are you submitting to your husbands? Right there, I've triggered some of you guys. Like, I know it, right? Like,
my husband coming to this house, he runs this shit, period.
For example, my husband has not touched a dish in 10 years, and that's okay. I bear that cross. That is mine to put on my shoulders. I will take it.
What does a submissive woman do for her man?
Everything.
In a healthy relationship, there are a number of things that women have a duty to do for her man. And if she's not doing them, then that's a red flag. In this video, I'm going to explain why it's one of the core duties of a woman to make her man look good in public. That's her duty. That's her responsibility. We need to talk about this to combat the spread of viral videos like this one. A man's bride at her wedding doing the booty drop dance listening to Cardi B, that's not a great look for her husband. She's failing in her core duty, which is to make her man look good. It used to be that women were considered graceful, kind, feminine, safe, dare I say, even morally superior to men. Women were perceived to be the gentler sex, and as such, they had a duty to sanitize the perception of the man that they were with. Essentially, as a woman, it was her job to vouch for him. Lots of men out there are scumbags. They're violent, abusive, criminals. And when you meet a man for the first time, you don't know what sort of a man is he going to be. Is he going to be the type to attack you or the type to protect you? Having a woman by his side vouching for him used to be one of the heuristics that we could use to determine whether or not this man was safe. It's the reason why, after a scandal, politicians, when making their public apologies, would always have their wives by their side, even if the scandal involved sexual infidelity. It was because those men knew that having a woman by their side, seeing that their wife was still supporting them, was going to be very important in sanitizing public perception. The message essentially was, look, this woman still vouches for me. My wife is sticking by me. I can't be that bad of a guy. You know, she is forgiving me and you all should as well. I used to experience a version of this back when I was doing street interviews for this channel, because on days where I'd bring my girlfriend with me and we were like filming and interviewing as a team, I would always get a lot more women saying yes to being interviewed because they could see I'm safe. Like, look, I've got a woman with me. She's holding the camera while I ask the questions. Like, oh, this woman is vouching for this guy? Right, I guess this must all be great. That's what I'm talking about. Women serve the role of sanitizing public perception of a man. That's her job. That's her duty. Women need to take that duty seriously. At all times, she needs to be thinking, how is my behavior going to affect perception of my man? How can I act in such a way that makes my man look good? Based on that criteria, so many modern women are completely failing. They're acting loud and obnoxious or argumentative in public. They're drinking. They're acting promiscuous as though they're single, even though they're in a relationship. All kinds of terrible, trashy behaviors that make her man look like a chump.
What would you describe as being top 1% female?
A 1% woman would have to make her man look like somebody that other men are jealous of. If other men can still see your girlfriend naked, then less jealous of you. She makes you look like an idiot and she makes herself look accessible. So without that loyalty factor, and loyalty doesn't just mean she's not sleeping with other men, loyalty also means she's not exposing herself to other men. Because before, you'd have to work to see a girl naked, really, really have to work for it. If she's allowing access to the rest of the society to see that, I do think it takes away her mystery.
I love how she puts it, that part of her role is to make sure that other men are jealous of you. She knows that it's a woman's role to make a man look good. And she's right. Having your girlfriend post, you know, bikini photos of herself on Instagram makes you look like an idiot, because it seems as though she's still advertising herself sexually in the marketplace, you know, letting other men see her bits. If she's doing that, she makes you look like a pathetic loser whose girlfriend doesn't respect him. And therefore, other people shouldn't respect him either. Let me tell you an absolute fact of reality. People will take their cues on how to treat you based on how your girlfriend treats you. After all, she's the woman. She's the one vouching for your character. That's her role. She knows what kind of a man you are. And if she treats you with kindness and respect, it signifies to other people that they should also treat you that way. And before any like feminists get really triggered by this, it's not a one-way street. I'm not saying that only women have duties towards their men. Men also have roles that they need to fulfill. They need to protect. They need to provide. They need to show compassion, care, leadership. Men and women have duties to each other. There are things that men need to be doing in a relationship that are his role. What I'm talking about in this video is the specific role that a woman needs to play to vouch for her man, to make him look good. And really, given everything that men do for women, that is like the bare minimum that women should be doing to show some appreciation.
Nobody works harder than a man.
Like, they try and try and try. Even though the whole world is against them, they still don't give up. Tell them thank you. Show them some appreciation.
So what are the specific ways that women should be making their man look good? We've already covered not posting half-naked photos of yourself online for the whole world to see, but this translates into real life as well. As somebody's girlfriend, you should be dressing with some modesty. If your girlfriend is going out at night dressed like a hooker, then nobody's going to respect you. And why should a man respect you? If your own girlfriend clearly has no respect for you, then why should he respect you as a man? Let's watch.
How long am I dating?
Dating.
Oh, dating. But y'all hooking up?
Yeah, hooking up.
Would you hook up with me?
Sure.
You would?
Yeah.
Can I hug you?
Sure.
I know that it's not his girlfriend, but they are out together. They are sleeping together. Now, let's zoom in on this guy's face. You can see right there that this dude has no respect for him. He's like, sorry, man. Like... This one's on you. Your girl's dressed like this. She's sloppy drunk, talking like that. She clearly doesn't respect you. And so I'm not going to respect you either. In fact, I'm going to hook up with your girl right in front of you. This woman is failing her womanly duty to make the man that she's with look good. Her behavior is causing other men to respect him less. Alcohol consumption is a big part of this. Getting wasted is a really trashy thing for a woman to do. It's a bad look and it reflects very poorly on her boyfriend because everybody knows that drinking alcohol leads to dangerous situations and questionable moral choices. Nobody respects the man whose girlfriend is still a party girl, who's going out all the time, is getting blind drunk. She isn't carrying herself in a manner that you would expect from a woman who's well put together, who has high self-esteem, who's satisfied in her relationship, who would never dream about cheating. She seems like a loose party girl who's up for anything, who doesn't think about the consequences, who doesn't care about her boyfriend, and once again, if she doesn't respect him, then why should anybody else? You can see this most clearly with women who have no issue starting fights or having arguments with their boyfriend in public, in front of other people. Every couple argues, they have disagreements that they need to work through, but it's so incredibly trashy when a woman is willing to do that in front of other people. If you're at a dinner party and you express an opinion and your girlfriend loudly disagrees with your opinion in front of everybody, it's a really bad look. I'm not talking about healthy disagreement here, like just asking follow-up questions or like a respectful divergence of opinions. But you know the kind of energy that some like modern women can have that's sort of like mocking or taunting. It's like clearly disrespectful. If people witness your girlfriend speaking to you like that in public, they will correctly deduce that she does not respect you and their respect for you is also going to drop. Anything that she does to one-up a man in front of other people, to belittle him, is going to have the same effect. It's going to cause other people's opinions of him to drop. It's not a woman's role to build herself up at the expense of her man, to put him down. No, she needs to realize that she's part of a team and one of her roles is to build him up, to make him look good. That's her role, and if she's not doing that, then the man is going to lose interest in her very quickly.
Men are not intimidated because you make money, sis. They don't want to deal with your attitude. Women think it's attractive to be a lot to handle. No, grow up, sis.
That's what I'm saying. Because women have the reputation for being fair, kind, soft, gentle creatures, and men have suspicion attached to them as the potentially dangerous gender, we are always going to take our cues for how to treat a man, how to perceive him, based on the way that the women around him interact with him. One of the reasons why, in order to get elected to political office, you need to be married, because the voting public wants to see that a woman is vouching for your character. Like it or not, this is a woman's role. And so men, you need to think about this. You need to ask yourself this question: how does my girlfriend make me look in public, in the eyes of other people? Is she doing her duty? Is she showing me kindness and respect, and therefore increasing the respect that other people have for me, or is she failing in that duty? Because if so, you need to have a serious talk with her about the standards that you have and how she's failing them, the expectations you have in the relationship. But you may ask, Alexander, where is the nuance in all of this? What if the guy doesn't deserve respect? What if he's abusive? What if he's just a douchebag? Why should she make him look good? And don't women need to be able to technically disrespect their men by talking through some of the issues in your relationship? You know, going to the girlfriends and saying, my boyfriend is treating me terribly. Can you please help? Really, what is more important here? Is it transparency or authenticity? Or aren't you just encouraging her to sort of lie and this is all just about his image? I understand this is nuanced and it's complicated. And in truth, it's a very, very messy subject. But a girlfriend can't just have permission to talk about you in any way that she wants to whoever she wants. She does need to be considerate of the way that she's speaking about you and the impact that's going to have on you. So it's a very difficult minefield to navigate. And to help out with this, I have created a guideline, a sort of set of rules that women should follow when talking about their man in public or with other people. I explain all of that in the full length version of this video, which is available on Patreon. I tend to save a lot of the more complex, in-depth stuff for the Patreon parts of the video because they're longer, they're more complex, and not everybody's really, you know, seeking that kind of depth of information. But if you're one of those people that does want that, then please come over to Patreon. What you see here on YouTube, these are just the shortened, abridged versions of my videos. On Patreon is where you find the full length version.